Thanks, Greg. Now, as I, you may have heard me say earlier, we're delighted to have His Excellency the Governor of New South Wales, the Honourable David Hurley, with us in the studio today. And he's actually now sitting in the hot seat with a microphone in front of him. And we're just going to start by asking him a few questions. Well, first of all, welcome again, Your Excellency.
Thank you, and delighted to be here this morning.
Great, great. Good, join us and see what we're all doing here in Radio 2RPH. Your Excellency, many of our listeners would be interested to learn what's involved in being a modern governor in New South Wales. It's obviously changed since the early days of the colony and has an important constitutional, ceremonial and community role. Can I ask a little about the constitutional role and why the role of governor is still relevant and important?
Thank you. Well, in the Constitution of New South Wales, we have an executive defined, and the governor is part of that executive. The governor's powers and responsibilities aren't really codified in the Constitution, like Section 61 of the National Constitution, Federal Constitution. Most of them are implied by statute or by common law. But firstly, as a representative of the Queen in New South Wales being a sovereign entity under the Federation, I assent to all laws that the Parliament may pass, and I do that on her behalf. That's the only action in which she has a direct role other than appointing and removing the Governor. All other actions in terms of decisions made by Executive Council, referred to Executive Council by the government, I sign off in my own name as the Governor. And that will be everything from proclamation of start dates of elements of a new act, appointment of judges, the length of the fish you can catch and how many you can catch in New South Wales, and amendments to laws, setting of fees, so how much you pay for a license and all those sort of things. All that brought to the governor to authorise on advice of ministers. So we're really there to be that authority that signs into effect decisions of Parliament and the government. In addition to that, there are two reserve powers. One, to dismiss the Premier should the Premier lose confidence of Parliament, only been exercised once with the dismissal of Jack Lang in New South Wales. And on a similar way, if we have a very tight election and the votes don't determine a winner of that election or a leading party, the governor can reach into either major party leader and see if they can form a government and then appoint that person as the Premier. We don't want to do the last two things. You don't want your unelected representative doing that. We hope all the processes would come to a proper outcome. So they're the, in case of emergency, break glass reserve powers.
Well, let's hope you never have to break the glass.
I certainly hope so.
That is very comprehensive, and obviously lots of things going on all day. What's involved in the... What takes up most of your time? Is it the constitutional, the ceremonial, or the community?
As critical and as important as the constitutional and ceremonial roles are, it's the community engagement, which takes up 90% of my time with Linda. So that involves engagement with the community of New South Wales, both Sydney and New South Wales, Wollongong, of course, in regional and rural New South Wales. For example, is it a busy job? Last calendar year, we undertook 1,017 events. Oh. So that's appointments, calls at government house, receptions, visits to organisations across the state. So it's quite a busy role, and the vast majority of that is in the community engagement section.
And what sort of community sort of activities would that involve?
Well, for example, last week we spent two and a bit days in casino celebrating Beef Week. So that's everything from visiting schools, judging children's whip cracking competitions, supporting the local industry, turning sausages at the butcher meets the public barbecue on the Friday morning. Being there really to support the community. And I would say one of the most important things the governor does, and I was once told that the governor's the chief carer of New South Wales. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of truth in that. My job really at its heart is to go around and say to people, thank you very much for what you do for our community. New South Wales has a very rich community, not in a material sense, but in spirit. You know, we're like this organisation here, 2RPH, so many volunteers that keep it going. and our community is just so rich in that. And I think one of the most important things that Linda and I can do is visit as many of those organisations as we can and say thank you for what you do and be part of the acknowledgement of that good work.
No, it's wonderful, and we really appreciate your visit here today. I guess in this job, or perhaps in previous jobs, but in particular in this job, you get to see a lot of New South Wales.
Yes, we have a very active program to reach rural New South Wales every month, barring January and December, which are be quieter months for us. But we have a four-day rural visit, so we'll pick two or three towns and go and visit those, a day and a night in each town, and visit probably half a dozen different community organisations in each town as we do that, and conduct a viceregal reception in the major town. So our next trip will be up to Ballina, Byron Bay, Tweed Heads. I've sort of been a bit slow going there, because every time you say that, people think you're going on holiday.
Yes.
But after that, we'll be out Warrie Alder Way, down to Yass, Murrum Bateman, Queanbeyan, Tumut. We've done Bourke, Brewarrina, Walgett, Toombla, Boggabilla, Inverell, Boree, and Broken Hill. So cover the state. And we do that. I do it in four-day lumps, because I think it's a far better investment of time. But we do smaller day trips, so we'll be going up to the Hunter Valley for the opening of the Brankston Greta Memorial Bikeway and the New South Wales Golf Croquet Championships. So there's a whole plethora of activities and organisations out there to visit. And frankly, we have a planning meeting each week. Unfortunately, I have to say no to about 80% or more of the invitations I receive, because you simply can't fit them in.
No. But yes, I guess everybody wants to see you, and everybody loves to see you. But seeing those places is just wonderful. All those lovely, wonderful, but the rest of New South Wales is just fabulous, isn't it?
When you go past Penrith, cross over the range, people talk about the sandstone curtain.
Yep.
And they see that physical divide is also a philosophical divide between the way you see New South Wales. So I think it is really important to be out there in remote and rural New South Wales and just remind people that we're really thankful for the work they do in their communities, the enormous productivity they have there that generates wealth for the state, so we get all the services and so forth that governments provide. So it is just really important to go and say thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you too. Thank you very much.